Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, that was a great weather forecast. And I got to tell you, as you know, I'm a fair weather golfer, or golfer wannabe, I should say. So anyway, this afternoon, I'm going to try to go out and practice again on another nine holes and take advantage of this good weather. So I encourage you all to get out and enjoy this sunshine and this low humidity, because, you know, we know that's a treat for us here in Pennsylvania. So this morning, I have a very special guest with us. Her name is Mary Ellen DeWis, and I'm very excited to have Mary Ellen on because as a healing arts practitioner, she has over 20-plus years of experience as a licensed massage therapist, certified hypnotherapist, and Universal Healing Tao full instructor. So Mary Ellen blends Eastern and Western healing techniques into a user-friendly format that we can all use and understand, providing valuable tools which then can be used to heal mind, body, and spirit using our breath and movement techniques. So without further ado, let us welcome Mary Ellen. Hello.
Well, hello, Jackie. Thank you so much for inviting me today. I'm a talker. So you're going to get a lot of information.
I love that. Lots of good information. I have to tell you, and you have lots of good information on your website, which we are going to make sure we give everybody that at some point this morning, because it's so interesting to me. I love the blend of things you do, and you are skilled in so many different types of massage. I think people will even be just amazed at how many different types of massage there are out there and how they can affect your body differently.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've been a massage instructor nationally for years. And I was just out in the Pittsburgh area earlier this year teaching to the AMTA. So I had a lot of fun, loved to talk. And if anyone has questions, I invite your peeps to just
call
me.
Oh, yes, please. Thank you.
Email me, text me. I'm very, very available. And I'm a talker. So you'll get some information.
And this morning, folks, if you have some questions as we're talking with Mary Ellen, the number here to call in at the studio is 717-637-0052. Again, that's 717-637-0052. So, Mary Ellen, I have to tell you, the one type of massage that you do that I personally just love is Lomi Lomi from Hawaii.
Oh, yes. It is an amazing massage, and if you've had other massages, you know that it's very different.
Yes, it is very different.
Because Polynesia, which is where Hawaii is really not continental U.S. It's not Western. They have more Eastern thought there. I lived there and studied with the kahuna to learn Lomi Lomi, and I learned being there that it is a different, it's a different community, and it was fascinating, and I had an amazing teacher. And he taught me his old school lineage from Hawaii, and it's just lovely. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, I love that. I just love the flow of it, and it's sort of like if people have had massages here, this is sort of a longer, more rhythmic stroke that covers more areas of your body, and it's just so relaxing. And I have to say, it was very different, and I was so glad that I tried that. And quite honestly, there are not a lot of people in our area that do that.
Yes, I understand that completely. We have the same thing here in Cleveland, where I hail out of. There aren't a lot of people that do it, but it's quite lovely. And when you go to Hawaii and can experience several different practitioners, every family's lineage is different again. And
that's interesting.
Beautiful. It is interesting. It's what's been handed down generations.
So they would have their own little tweak on that. And so you...
Absolutely.
Right. And you were blessed to study with the kahuna, which is the Hawaiian lineage of... You know, I think of them as sort of healers. And
well, kahuna actually means learned teacher.
Oh, because I was going to say they're sort of the wisdom.
Of all kinds of things.
Okay. So you can be the... Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, it reminds me of some of these old Disney comic strips, you know, where you were the big kahuna. this true.
You got all the info.
Yeah.
You're the one with the info, and that's what a kahuna is about. So a kahuna takes on an apprentice and teaches them and shares their lineage, their information. And we see that a lot, like with Reiki and different things. But like I said, it's a different world in Hawaii. It's more Asian than Polynesian in perspective.
Right, and they've held on to the old wisdom
the old
techniques and pass those on. So that's very interesting. So now also, Mary Ellen, you are a Dallas practitioner. And what does that mean?
Well, Taoism, people aren't quite sure what to think of that word. It's an ancient Chinese, I want to say, shamanic practice. Mm-hmm. Okay, it goes back, it's been written down for maybe 3,000 years, and they've discovered it on old vessels and things like that, different practices. But it's gone way beyond that. Probably if you really wanted to get to it, it's probably more like 8,000 to 10,000 years that the practice has been done in clans in China.
Right.
And it's about wellness. It's about they didn't have the doctors. They had a Taoist teacher who would teach people with movement, with breath, with Tao Yin yoga, ways to navigate their body so that they could be healthy, that they could have perspective, they could be mindful of what they're doing, and bring wellness in. We spend a lot of time in our culture building up our bodies, and that's what we call very yin. That's very active. That's a very active thing. But you have to have the yin, which is the very passive, quiet, to balance those two things when it comes to wellness. And that's what Taoism is about. And they use elemental forces to bring that around. And I think we're going to talk about that a little bit later.
Okay.
In the broadcast, unless you'd like me to just give a brief overview now. That's up to you. You're the big cheese.
Okay, I'm the big kahuna this morning. I like that. My husband will be loving that one when I get home. But it is a balance of stillness and movement. And I think we have all seen examples of the different types of movements, like with Tai Chi and Qigong, that they use in Oriental cultures. And that's part of this movement that they use to stay healthy, is it not?
Yes, that is Taoist practice. And they also have a form of yoga called Tao Yin, which actually means looking within, and it's quiet. So it's all about, bringing balance and perspective, and you can navigate your life. And I'm going to give you a little segue here. If you can navigate your life, you can help your pets navigate theirs, because they read you. They are very sensitive creatures.
Mm-hmm. And so when they're reading us, a lot of times what we get as behavior is a reaction to us, is it not?
Thank you. Thank you. Exactly. We want to say, ooh, good dog, good kitty, bad kitty, but it's really a reaction to something that's bothering you that you haven't coped with, and they can't possibly cope with it. They're not humans, but they know
they know something's up.
They know it hurts.
Yeah, they know something's up.
And, oh, of course.
And they don't always know how to respond. But I always tell people that it's like they'll say, all of a sudden my dog is like attached to my hip. And I'm like, okay, so what's going on with you? They're thinking something's up with the dog.
Yeah. It's the dog is reading you and saying, wow, because you're the leader of the pack, okay? Mm-hmm. You and your spouse, your family, there should be a pecking order. Everybody follows suit. And the dog is low man on the totem pole. When there's chaos in the home, there's chaos for them, and they act out just like an errant child would act out.
Right, because their whole goal is to get rid of chaos. They want the pack and the home to be balanced and calm. And so that's what they're trying to help us with.
Absolutely. So that's why what I do, or what I teach, because I travel all over and teach, mm-hmm. what I teach is about how to navigate that and say, okay, I'm done with everything being out of control. And all of a sudden, the animals start following suit.
Right, and it's a conscious choice that we make.
Yes, and it must be because the practice of breath, like Qigong or Tai Chi, is about realizing these elemental forces and moving with the flow of them. Another form of Taoist practice is Feng Shui, and a lot of people don't understand that. They think, ooh, that's crazy voodoo stuff. But what it is just reading the way energy flows and moving your furniture so that it is moving in a good flow. You know, sometimes you'll walk into someone's home and you love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow, I could move in right now. And you walk into another person's home and go, whoa.
Yeah.
This is really crazy.
Right. This just doesn't feel good.
It doesn't work. So think of Qigong like feng shui for the body. It's like, yeah, we're going to get ourselves in balance so that all of these elemental forces kind of nurture one another, control one another, so that we're on an even keel. You don't want the spiking.
Right.
You don't want the lows. You don't want the highs. You want balance. And then your whole family moves in a better flow.
Right. And what we want to keep is an open flow, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. What we're trying to avoid is blockages.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And
so
blockages can present themselves by emotional issues that pop up, things that recur again and again and again. And when you look at the elemental forces and their qualities, you start to realize where they are. So may I segue into that?
Yeah, let's do that. And we'll have to take a quick break at 9:30. So we might have to break in between that, but that's fine. So let's start talking about what you mean by the elemental forces.
Okay. So when I went to school and I had to learn about elemental forces, and this is based in Chinese medicine, like your acupuncturists work within the meridian, and they work within the elemental forces. So I'm like even going more primitive than that kind of work.
Basic is good for us.
it's good for us. We need, and I like to explain simple, because once you understand the essential nature of it, you'll remember it.
Right, exactly.
Wood, for instance. Wood energy is about generation. It's about creation. It's about ideas. Okay? And it's constantly, it's visuals, it's all this input. You're accepting all these ideas and things. And if you get too caught up in that, you can get problems with being upset and angry because you have nothing is controlling all these ideas and thoughts. They're just coming in and then bombarding you.
Well, of course, that would be very unnerving.
Exactly. And it's good that you use that word, because unnerving, it's your nervous system that is part of wood energy.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. We use the words we use correctly. We just don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'd like for your viewers to understand. They already know this. I'm just going to remind them of the basics, and they're going to go, click, got it. Okay, now I know what I'm doing.
Right. They might not have framed it in this way, but they understand the basics of it intuitively.
Exactly. So say you have a pet that's very angry, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, you know, you come at them with anger and say, I'm gonna hit you. I mean, people do this. They should not, you know, obviously, but people do. They get frustrated. If you came at with gentleness and like caring, it diffuses. It diffuses, because that's what they want. They want attention.
I like that you brought that out, because a lot of times what we do is we actually enhance the negative by, you know, coming at it with more negative.
Because we are reacting to
them
now.
Right.
So we're playing this reaction game instead of creating a solution. And the solution and the listening and the validating how that animal feels, or let's take it even bigger, our family, because we have physical bodies. In the kingdom of animals, we're the king, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's just put that out there. So if you feel calm and safe, you don't have a need to lash out, because it doesn't bother you. And so the way you control wood energy, and you'll love this, is with metal. Because metal is about validating feelings.
Okay, All right, so we'll go into the middle thing. But I think it's interesting, too. I mean, think about just in an ordinary course of the day. Say you're just in a meeting or something, and somebody comes and they're talking to you and they're using, you know, sort of like angry language. What is the first thing we do? We come back with angry language, you know, because we have that reactionary thing. So this will be good for us to know as well, you know, for our day-to-day interactions with friends and colleagues. So let's find out how we can resolve this with metal. I like that.
Well, think about it. Metal prunes wood.
Metal prunes wood. Okay, that's I can remember
essential.
That.
We're talking about the essential measure of elements. What metal prunes wood. So when they come at you angry and you say, wow, I am so sorry that I did X, Y, or Z and it made you unhappy, I want to hear what you have to say. You know, and I'm sorry goes a long way in our elevated animal world, but it does with pets also.
Yeah.
You can communicate them that you're sorry.
Absolutely.
A gentleness, a soft voice. You don't come at them with the same verb that they come at you. You back off and you have this dance. It's like Tai Chi. When you do Tai Chi, the person that wins is a person that can move back and allow the energy to flow past them, not the one that's the aggressor. The aggressor usually loses.
Mm-hmm.
We see on that in Jet Li movies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, yeah, so we have to learn to allow balance, allow the other person to be heard, allow ourselves to be heard, have an interaction.
And I'm glad that you mentioned that about apologizing to your animals, because I know we all have done things or we yelled and then we thought, oh, geez, you know, and it's so easy to just go over and give them a pet and say, gee, I'm so sorry I did that, you know, because we can apologize to them. They get it.
Hey, if they can understand, hey, buddy, come here, treat, they
right.
can understand, hey, buddy, come here, I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you, Mary Ellen. I love that because it's so true. And, you know, a lot of people don't think about that, but it is so true. All right, Gil's giving me the signal. It means we're coming up to our 9:30 break. So we're going to take a quick break, everybody, and we'll be right back with more of Mary Ellen.
Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. Our racing report and real country radar weather coming up after this.
Okay, everybody, we're back. And my guest this morning is Mary Ellen DeRuss. And we're talking about how some of her wonderful work from the Taoist philosophy. And we were just discussing the five elements and how they impact us and how we can also resolve issues that come about by them. And Mary Ellen, we were talking about how metal, the element metal, actually is the solution for controlling the wood energy when that gets a little out of balance.
Yes, and so what I'd like to do is kind of expand that and talk about two other extremes.
Okay.
Because there's five elements.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, like you said, well, I'm going to review. We have the wood, which is the anger, you know, the frustration, and then it's controlled with listening and feeling and saying, yes, I understand. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We also have two other extremes, and they are fire and water. Now, those we see as extremes. Those are very natural to us. Yes, water puts out fire. Okay?
Right.
Fire underneath the water creates steam. So it makes them change. They change one another. And fire can have two different reactions in a pet or in a pet family, because we're all in a pet family if we have a pet. So with a lot of fire, it's the fight. It's not just the anger. It's the blow up. Okay?
Yep.
Because fire burns wood. Boom. Okay? That's where you have the explosion. And then after explosion, everybody's fine.
Right. That's so true. Isn't that true?
This is natural law. You know, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. That's why I love teaching this.
But just think about that, how, like, when you have somebody who's, like, really upset, and then they, like, blow up, and they, like, get it out, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh.
Yeah, oh, I'm your best friend now. It's like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I got that off of me.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, pet owners do that without realizing it to the pet.
Yeah.
and they blow up, and then they're okay. And so what you need to do is realize that, let's look at this. Let's look at the blow-up, okay? A person that is enraged doesn't want you to use wood energy and talk at them, because that's just going to feed their frustration.
That's true.
Okay?
That's so interesting.
And so what you want to do is you want to bring in water. Okay, fire is very, again, yan, boom, move, stop, fire, hot, you mm-hmm. know? Stay away from me, I'm going to get you kind of thing. Then we have water that's very yin and very quiet and very receptive. And it can be ice. It can be steam. It can be a bubbling brook. It can be a wave. It can have all these different expressions. And as I'm saying this, I can hear your light bulb going off. Oh, yeah, I know what that is in feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you look at it from its essential nature, it starts becoming more clear. And so with water, water is about just calming it down. So you come in with metal and you prune the wood a little bit. You, hey, if you have the explosion, now you got to bring the water in.
Okay, now we're not talking about filling up that kettle with water and throwing it at the person or the dog.
No, it's about the essential nature.
Although that would probably work too sometimes.
Well, yeah, that's true. That is true. With a dog, it might in a certain situation.
Yeah.
But anyway, so what you want to do is, again, bring the quietness, bring the receptiveness, bring the understanding, and let them get it out of their system without feeling like you're under personal attack. It's kind of like you need to have them express it, give them the time out, give them a little space, let them chill.
And I like that. And think how many of us have grown up with that, where, you know, I mean, we all have done that with small children, where they're just acting out and you're like, okay, it's time for a timeout.
Exactly.
And they go to their little timeout space, and you give them so much time and they settle down and, you know, they turn around and it's like, oh, there's that lovely child I love.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of, you know, your pets are your little furry babies or your little feathered babies. And they are just like a young child who cannot speak yet, cannot communicate exactly what they want. They depend on us to read what they want. And bottom line, they just want to be loved, just like us.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
You know, and with animals, you know, you can do this timeout thing very easily, and a lot of trainers will teach you how to work with your animal, particularly I'm more familiar with the dogs, where you have a rug or a spot, and that's their timeout spot. And when things are hectic and you want them to settle down, you're like, you know, go to your spot. And you teach them that spotting technique, and that gives them that time out, which is very useful. And it's just like what you're talking about here with putting the water on the fire.
Exactly. So let's talk about people timeout, because we affect our animals. If we don't get a handle on ourselves, it will escalate also.
Mm-hmm.
So a people timeout would be, let's do a meditative practice. Let's breathe. Let's calm down. Let's bring our mindfulness into our body. Let the emotions just kind of stabilize. It's very difficult to be angry with breath. People get scared of the word meditation because they think it means they have to have the green bubble and the purple bubble and the orange bubble. And what if they don't do it in the right order, blah, blah, blah.
They just can't even sit there, and they're like, oh, how do you clear your mind? Like, forget this. So I like your approach here. We're talking about breathing. It's something we do all the time. Everybody knows how to take deep breaths.
Yes. But what happens is, people will breathe in their upper chest, and they think they're breathing because that's fight or flight breath. That's, I've got to get out of here. I got to protect myself. I'm gone. You know, that's a power breath. So we need them to breathe into their belly. When they breathe into their belly, and of course you can't, but if you close your eyes and imagine you're filling up a balloon behind your navel with breath, you have to stretch your lungs. You stretch your lungs with your mindfulness down. You start massaging your organs, which quiets your liver. Your angry little liver gets quieted down. Your maybe angry little heart that's ready to have a fight with somebody quiets down. And so when the thoughts come in, oh, that dog peed on my floor. As soon as you realize you're having that thought, breathe into your belly. And then you'll get maybe two or three breaths. And you're not going to get a half hour. I'm going to tell you right now, you're not, because all this stuff is happening. You may have thought, okay, the thought about the peeing on the carpet has gone away or subsided, and you start thinking, oh, but he chewed my shoe last week, you know, and, you know.
Yeah, you start going through the laundry list.
You go, thank you. You do the laundry list, or the shopping list, I like to call it. And every time that comes up, you need to go, okay, I'm breathing into my belly. You don't push it away, because the minute you push it away, that's all you can think about is that event.
Yeah, that's what we always say. You know, what you resist persists.
Yeah. So don't resist it. Simply, the minute you have awareness that you're doing it, and sometimes you'll be doing it for a couple minutes before you even have awareness, because we're so used to be engaged in this way.
Yeah. And, you know, and I always think, you know, with people, when you talk about this belly breathing, you know, remember, that's how we breathed when we were babies. That's how we breathed before people started telling us to hold our stomachs in. So all you ladies out there, just open that up and feel it coming down into your tummy and let your tummy go out with the breath a little bit. You know, you're just, you know, this is a technique, you know, so
Let me tell you about this technique. You can actually get rid of a flabby belly by breathing into it.
Is that true? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You can restructure your form with breath. Your posture will change. And that's one of the classes that I teach on breath work, is I teach people how to breathe into their spine so that they open it up. They're breathing into their full body. Now, if they're expanding their lungs, they're expanding their belly, they're massaging what's in there, which is their internal organ. And they're relaxing the musculature, which holds us all together.
I didn't know that at all. So this is very interesting, Melanie. And it makes a lot of sense to me, because I know a lot of people, you know, and it also works your lungs. So it gives a lot of your organs some exercise that they need as well. But so how about that? It's even actually toning.
And then the oxygen, because you're working the lungs and bringing all that breath in, now gets to the brain. And all of a sudden, this craziness of we call monkey mind, when you're all into it. We call monkey mind in the Tao. So now monkey mind has oxygen, and the way the mind thinks starts changing, because it's not oxygen deprived. All of a sudden, it's not quite as angry, because now the other neurons are connecting and saying, you know, you're kind of overreacting here, you know.
Yes.
Relax.
Now,
you know, the
now
dog
your brain...
asked to go out 25 times and you ignored him, so he peed at the door. You know, he's not a bad dog. You didn't listen.
I know. I always tell
him.
Mary Ellen, I said, there are no bad dogs. There are bad people. And, I mean, there are people that just are not paying attention. You know, we're just not paying attention. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure there are some bad dogs, but it's most of the time, it's like you're training the person, not the as much as you're training the dog.
Absolutely. And once you realize that, stepping into the Taoist practice makes total sense. Relax yourself. Do a little Qigong. Get up in the morning and wiggle and move and breathe. And like I said, again, those are things that we could go into at another time in more depth. But I want to go to earth energy, if I may.
Yes, let's do.
I don't want to leave that hanging out there in the ether somewhere.
We've got about 4 minutes, so let's go to earth energy.
Okay. Earth energy is solid. It's comfort. It's the balance that we're looking to attain. So we try and take that crazy wood energy and quiet it with metal. We try and take that angry, going to beat somebody up, going to, you know, do something really stupid, and we try and balance that with water. And then all of that is to create balance and earth. And earth is about that good meal. You had that good meal, you had a glass of wine, and or beer, and you're like, wow, I'm in the zone, I'm happy. It's about being satisfied and feeling comfortable. We all seek that place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so we want to create that. So by balancing the other emotions, Earth can blossom and create this safe place, creates our home, creates our community, creates our pet family, a safe place to be in. So I didn't want to ignore that.
Yeah, because it's really the culmination of everything.
And think about it from an animal's perspective. What creates Earth energy quicker than anything? A treat. Give them a treat, they're happy.
I'll tell you the other thing, and I thought this is what you were going to say. I was going to say play.
Yes. Play. Laughing Qigong is Earth energy. So for an animal doesn't laugh, but play is an animal's laughter.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only is it just from their mental perspective, but, you know, it gets that energy out of them. And particularly if they can be outside and have their feet touching the earth.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Because animals are quadrupeds, which means they have four legs. All of their paws are on the earth. They need to play. They need to feel the grass or at least... If you have a cat who's maybe indoors because you've got coyotes and foxes and you don't want them running free and getting gobbled up, play with them. Let them have that happy space.
Yeah, and we actually have talked in the past about I have a lot of friends who put little harnesses on their cats and they'll actually take them out so that
they can touch
the earth and they can be in the actual sunshine. And that's an option for some people. It doesn't work for everybody, but, you know, if you're able to do that, it's wonderful for them.
And so my suggestion is doing some walking Qigong together with your pet. Take them out on a leash, walk with them, breathe into your belly. Animals breathe into their bellies. They don't breathe into their upper chest. When they breathe, you see their bellies move, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You see it all the time.
So you just need to become become a family with your pet. Mm-hmm. And this is a great way to do it.
Wonderful. All right, so Mary Ellen, we're getting close to our time. So I want you to tell people how to find your website and how to find you with questions.
Okay. Will do. My website is bnthedao.com. And Dao is T-A-O. So it's
B-E-I-N. I was going to say, let's spell that for people because we always say Dao, and yet it's a T.
It's a T. It's pronounced D like dog,
right.
But it's T like Thomas.
Yeah.
So it's bnthedao.com. bnthedao.com. And my email address is m@bnthedao.com.
I love that. I love that simpleness. Instead of Mary Ellen DeWes, it's just M.
Yes, it's just M. You don't have to remember any details, just M.
I love that.
And kind of like 007, you know,
yeah,
M.
Yeah. Now, see, everybody will remember that one.
So, and then I, of course, they can always call or text me. My cell phone, which is my little private business phone, is 216-548-8980. And you can call or text, and I'd love to chat. I'd love to come out and bring some of this information out to your area so people can start doing some practice and learn how to navigate this world. It's about getting more natural, more talking and communicating in a way that your pet can understand.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, Mary Ellen, you and I will talk after the show, and maybe we'll figure out how we can get you out here and work with us. So I want to thank you so much for being with us this morning, giving us this great perspective on the elements and how we can improve everything. So thank you again for being here.
And thank you for inviting me. It was lovely.
All righty. Bye-bye now.
Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBeau is being brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services.
Okay, we're back, everybody, and I want to thank Mary Ellen again because that was so interesting. That was a different approach for us from the Chinese perspective and to hear about the different qualities of those elements that we think of as just physical things. So I want to thank her again for being with us this morning. So next week, my guest will be Sarah Weaver. She's the CEO of Indigo 68, and Indigo is a local group of highly motivated, talented inventive, creative, and passionate young visionaries dedicated to working and sharing within our community. And we're going to talk about 8-6 Day, which is actually August 6th, but it's a free community event promoting wellness, sustainability, faith, and hope. And it's going to be held at the Sonnewald Farm out there at Sonnewald Natural Foods. And I think it's from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., so it's a nice long day, so you can get there whether you're available in the morning, afternoon, or evening. And they're looking for, and they have a wonderful selection already. There's close to 100 different socially conscious individuals, groups, organizations, and businesses that have already signed up for this. So it's going to be a great day, and I hope that you will be able to take advantage of that out there at Sonnewald. So put that on your calendar, and Sarah will be with us next Tuesday, the day before that event, to give us some more information. All right. Also, I wanted to let you know again that you can always get a hold of me. You can call my office at 717-968-5289. And I have offices in Hanover at the Eichelberger Center and also down in York. And my website is www.JackieLebeau.com, and that's spelled JACQUILEBEAU.com. And also, another thing to put on your calendar, Saturday, October 11th, I'm having another Opening Your Intuition class, so you can learn how to tap into your own natural psychic abilities and your intuition and how you can use that to make your daily life easier. And that will also be held at the Eichelberger Professional Center. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that will include some light refreshments. So that will be a fun morning. And we are all psychic. We all have this power to connect with our higher self for daily guidance. So please join us and find out how to use yours a little better. Okay, see you next Tuesday, everybody.